You're not making the repeater very well. You're in and out of it pretty bad.
My favorite noise is flying on the way to Hampton. I'll be out of it in about a mile. If you can't endure.
I just wanted to let you know.
I assume you are working today.
I'm assuming you're going to play tennis.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind playing again. I already played this morning at 10:30, 10:30 to 12, and actually don't have anything scheduled for the rest of the day. I went out to the Harbor Parade there where the old Kmart used to be. They have some clamps that I needed.
I don't know where the old Kmart used to be, so I'm going to assume it's out on Wade Hampton somewhere.
It's actually near where I used to grow up. It's across the street from, well, I guess it's more than across the street, but anyway, it faces Memorial Hospital. But it's in that little group of buildings there in the east.
Kind of got where you're at. You got cut off there at the end. You dropped out of the repeater.
Okay, well, I'm getting ready to top the hill here, so I should be okay once I get there.
Roger that. Well, I'm not too far away from my next stop, so I'll hang around till then.
Okay. Well, I'm on Wade Hampton. I'm over here going by the Walmart and Taylor's and headed to the house. And, let's see, what was I going to tell you? anyway, I grew up, off of West Ferris, just before you cross, if you get down West Ferris toward, from Augusta Road down to, toward the hospital. I lived, off of West Ferris there on the left, just before you, cross the creek down there at the bottom of the hill. It's Brushy Creek. And then the hospital's there on your right. But anyway, I went to Augusta Circle Elementary School. I don't know if you know where that is, but anyway.
She creeks at, but I don't know where the other stuff's at. So, I got to remember I don't live down here, or not from down here either.
I guess I keep forgetting that, because you are in Hendersonville, right?
And outside of Bavard.
Yeah, I love that area up there. In fact, I rode my motorcycle up to Maggie Valley, and I can't remember what road, 64. And then I got on, I'm pretty sure it's 276. It's a little two-lane winding road. It goes up the mountain there and dead ends into Main Street there at Waynesville, and then, it's just hop, skip, and a jump from Waynesville to Maggie Valley. So my sister lives up there, but that was a good ride. I really enjoyed that.
64, and then you get on 276 there at the entrance to the Pisgah National Forest, and you go across that way. That's a good ride on a motorcycle. But it is a curvy one.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun on a motorcycle. Now, in a car, not so much. I have driven in a car, and I went, oh, yeah, I forgot about all these curves. it's kind of funny, and then again, it wasn't. But anyway, well, I'm the driveway, and I bet you're probably near your destination, so I'm getting ready to pull into the garage. I hope you have a good rest of the day, and maybe it won't rain on you. It hadn't rained here in Taylor's or this area, but, you know, it may be coming. I don't know.
Rained over here in Cherrydale where I'm at, but looking back up toward the mountains, it definitely looks like it's a-coming. But good to talk to you today, Dave, and you be careful out there, and maybe I'll catch you on down the log sometime. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Well, always a pleasure, and enjoy the rest of your day. 73s, KB4, CPA clear.